T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Marks and Reese. We made it to a Friday with Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ike.
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Well, we made it. Made it to another week. Unfortunately, there's no football this weekend, but we do always have the Eagles to talk about, right? So the Russell Wilson story is fascinating because I you still read a lot of people that are saying, well, the trade probably still isn't likely. And I say to that, okay, well, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I wouldn't say it's unlikely when the quarterback already has a list of teams that he'd be willing to go to. The Eagles are not on that list.
Damn it.
Ike. But it doesn't mean that if, let's say, Chicago says, well, we can't really get it done. We're not going to trade the draft picks. The Cowboys say, we have Dak. We're not going to do that. Whatever the case may be, let's say that now he pivots to some other teams. And let's just have a barroom conversation here. Would you give up 3 first-round draft picks and Jalen Hurts for Russell Wilson? Because that's probably what it would cost. They'd get a young quarterback in Jalen Hurts. They'd get the 6th pick, and then they would get 2 other first-round draft picks in addition to that. And you would get Russell Wilson. Probably the best quarterback you've had in a long time here.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You would?
I'd do it. And I thought about this yesterday. I don't know what package, what trait. I don't know what trade compensation.
I need to see the package.
I don't know. Couldn't get through 2 minutes without you going into juvenile.
What's great is
they're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
You know right away.
Yeah, you know right away it's coming. Right away it's coming. Anyway, cut draft compensation. I don't know exactly what it would take, but if you're telling me, now hang with me out here, ladies and gentlemen, because as we discuss this, you know me, I think I can start to pull some people over to my side of thinking here, John, with why I would do this. Now, if you're telling me I'm going to swap this year's pick, right, 6th pick, and I don't even know where Seattle was at, somewhere in the 20s, right? They made the playoffs, so they're somewhere in the 20s.
Swapping picks?
Yeah, the first-round pick this year.
Oh, no, you're just giving them your first-round pick.
And Jalen Hurts and 2 more picks?
So here's
yeah,
why.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would swap this year's first-round pick. Let me just say what I would do.
Well, it's still valuable.
Yeah, I would give – because, yeah, I'm giving you the 6th pick in the draft, and I'm giving you a young, controllable second-year quarterback. So I don't think the Eagles need to go overboard here. They need to make sure it's fair compensation. Me sending you a young quarterback that can develop with your team as well as the 6th pick in the draft this year to swap with you, I'd give you next year's picks. All right? I'd give you my pick next year plus the Indy pick, whether that's the 2nd round or it's in the 1st round. I do that, and there's your 3 first-round picks plus Jalen Hurts. So instead of me keeping the pick next year or trying to keep the Indy pick, I'll just swap with you this year, keep my first-round pick, give you the 6th pick this year, and give you the 2 picks next year plus Jalen Hurts. And here's why I would do it. Here's why I would do it. I know what Russell Wilson is. Am I ready to win anything this year? No, I'm not. But I'm not doing it just for this year. I'm doing it for the future. I got Russell Wilson for the next 5 years plus, and I know I have a top 5 quarterback in the league. I also have a veteran quarterback that's going to help Nick Sirianni. It's going to make Nick Sirianni's job a lot easier. Take pressure off of him having a veteran quarterback out there on the field. And here's the most important thing. All that untapped, unproven talent on the offensive side of the ball while they're following Jalen Hurts, you know, because they love the way he's doing the gritty in the end zone, all that nonsense. I'm going to let Russ cook with him. I'm going to give you Russell Wilson, a veteran, a Super Bowl champion, somebody that can actually teach Jalen Reagor, that can actually teach some of these other young players. And that will accelerate their progress, their development as players. See, with Jalen Hurts, you're all learning as slow as it's going to take him to learn and to get up to the level of a Russell Wilson. With Russell Wilson, you already got it. And here's the best part about it. Oh, 2022, I got $80 million to play with to surround Russell Wilson with even better talent. And I'm right as one of the top teams in the NFC, depending on who it is. So instead of me waiting for Jalen Hurts to become Russell Wilson, I would have Russell Wilson. I would have Russell Wilson at 32 years old. Yeah, if that means I can get him for the next 5 years and that's going to make me closer to being a Super Bowl champion than it is having Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, yeah, I do it. I do it if I'm the Eagles. Forget about not wanting to miss out on the next Russell Wilson. Go get Russell Wilson.
So, what you're saying, it does make some sense. I just don't think with Russell Wilson. Let me give you an example. You brought up let Russ cook. And let Russ cook was a hashtag and kind of a saying that was going on in Seattle and around the NFL on Twitter, because that was something that Russell Wilson and his agent concocted and got going, because Russell Wilson decided that everything had to go through him in the Seattle Seahawks offense. And that's why he stormed out, according to a story in The Athletic. He stormed out of a meeting with coaches because he wanted to do what he wanted to do. I don't need another overhyped, probably a little bit overrated quarterback that has hashtags to let Russ cook. It should be about winning. Like, Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay, and it's not about Tom Brady throwing 50 times a game and everything needs to go through him. It's about Tom Brady changing the culture down there. The Seattle Seahawks are a good organization. They've been a good organization for a long time. Pete Carroll is a player's coach and a good coach. They have great ownership. They have a good GM, but they're not perfect. They're not perfect. They're a good organization. And Russell Wilson's unhappy because now it looks like he's the one that's failing, and he doesn't like that. So he's going to blame other people. He's going to say, well, they're not giving me the offense. They're not taking my feedback. I want it to be my offense, or I'm out of here. I'm going to kick and scream, and I'm gone. So now he's going to be gone. We don't need that here. You already had a quarterback here that had issues with the organization, issues with the coaching staff. Now you're going to bring him here on a team that doesn't have a lot of talent, on a coach that it's like, all right, what do we have with this coach? With a GM who, according to everybody, meddles with an owner that meddles. This organization is not set up to handle a guy like Russell Wilson right now. And I don't really think he's all that good. I don't. He's good.
So you'd rather just be bad with Jalen Hurts.
I would rather build the right way.
You just gave me reasons why they aren't going to build the right way. You just gave me all the reasons. You gave me coach, you gave me GM, all this other nonsense. So how are they on the right path to building? Well, the right way.
Because at least with this, you have room to grow with Jalen Hurts. Figure out, is he the starting quarterback? If he's not, you're going to need to find the starting quarterback, right? With Russell Wilson, he comes right in, but your team's not ready to win right now.
Yeah, you got $80 million next year.
And he is not going to be happy about that. And I don't need a prima donna, selfish quarterback coming in here that wasn't able to win games in Seattle. Now he blames everybody and is going to come here. I don't need that.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what I would do. So you'd be in a better position. You can't convince me you wouldn't be in a better position with Russell Wilson as the quarterback here. So I don't want to hear all that. Well, we love to, you know, we think we can pick and choose what we like about the quarterback and what I'll accept and this and that and the other. When in reality, winning is the only thing that matters. And so if Jalen Hurts does not give me the better chance to win, I'm getting a guy like Russell Wilson who gives me a better chance to win. You're telling me stay with the status quo versus upgrading at the most critical position in the sport. You're telling me to believe in Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and Howie Roseman and Howie's out there talking about he just drafted the next Russell Wilson. But you don't want Russell Wilson.
No, I do not. Not for that price tag. Not for the guy that you're getting that is already going to be 33 years old.
Age don't matter. The MVP was just 37 years old.
The draft pick that you have to give up to get him. The new contract that he's going to want, because he's going to want a new contract.
Why wouldn't you want him? Why wouldn't you want him as your quarterback? I mean, I want to give him a new contract. Great.
I mean, honestly, I can find a lot of quarterbacks that can win a playoff game every couple of years, which is what Russell Wilson has done.
I thought you could find a lot of quarterbacks that have Russell Wilson's talent.
Russell Wilson's the talented quarterback.
Yeah, playoff wins are a team thing. Okay. Wins are a team thing, right? Hey, you know, if Aaron Rodgers loses 37-34, is that Aaron Rodgers' fault? Or is it defense fault for giving up 37 points?
If the quarterback
Brady
plays
loses
poorly.
41-33 and throws some 500 yards.
Yeah, I mean,
he played poorly in that game. I'm just saying. Russell Wilson. Now we're going to act like Russell Wilson isn't a top five quarterback? Wow.
I mean, I think Russell Wilson's a good quarterback.
Wow.
But seriously, what has Russell Wilson done since they went and won the Super Bowl?
Listen, he's done the same things he's always done when you called him an elite quarterback. A top five quarter. He's done the same things.
Lost in the wild card round. Lost in the divisional round after they beat the Eagles on a cheap shot and scored 17 points.
Yes.
Lost in the wild card round. So if you're going back in the last 5 years, he's won two playoff games, including one that shouldn't even count.
Listen,
Eagles game.
I've stated those things plenty of times. I'm with you. I hear you.
So
how many playoff games has Jalen Hurts won?
None.
Oh, okay.
None. But you're also not paying Jalen Hurts a lot of money, and he has the upside to see what he has. Russell Wilson is 33 years old. He's selfish.
He's 32.
He's going to play next year at 33.
But he's 32.
Okay. How is he going to be next year when he plays?
Well, I don't know. I don't know his birthday. I just know he's 32 right now.
Mm-hmm. 215.
And I'm not worried about his age. Did a 43-year-old just win the Super Bowl? Did a 37-year-old just win the MVP?
Yeah.
Did that just happen?
Yeah, but so Tom Brady and Russell Wilson, like, you can see the differences in their career, right?
What about the 37-year-old who just won the MVP?
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a great player. He's done this almost every year, Aaron Rodgers. Look at his numbers every year. They haven't done a lot of winning.
They haven't
had a lot of playoff
success. Just like Russell.
Yeah, just like Russell. And I think it's fair to criticize Aaron Rodgers for that.
No, that's not the point. The point is, I'm telling you, you're still getting an elite quarterback is the point. You keep bringing up the age. So I gave you ages of quarterbacks that are playing at an elite level. You keep talking about he's 33. I don't care if he's 33 or 32. The guy just threw, what, 40 touchdowns?
But I bring up the age because Deshaun Watson is going to go for a similar package.
Listen, we didn't bring up Deshaun Watson. I'll trade for him, too. You're telling me to stick with Jalen Hurts.
215-592-9494.
I'd go get Deshaun Watson, too.
I'm not saying to stick with Jalen Hurts. What I'm saying is that if you're the Eagles, you have Jalen Hurts as an option. You also have a quarterback that you can draft. This year, you take a look at Jalen Hurts. He's not the guy. You're going to go out there, and you're going to look for a quarterback in the future, next year. This team's not ready to win anyway. Russell Wilson comes here, he'll be mad because he gets 9 or 10 wins, or who knows if they even get that, and then they lose in the playoffs, and it's going to be everybody else's fault.
So Russell Wilson wouldn't make them a playoff team? But Wentz was supposed to take this team to the playoffs.
Wentz was
supposed to take this team to the playoffs, but you're telling me Russell Wilson can't take this team to the playoffs?
He made the Seahawks a playoff team with a lot more talent and lost.
I'm asking you about the Eagles. You're telling me that Russell Wilson wouldn't make the Eagles a playoff team?
Maybe he would. 215-592-9494. Let's open up the phone lines on the other side. Should the Eagles do what it takes to get Russell Wilson? No way.
No, it's not. Should the Eagles do what it takes to get Russell Wilson?
Would you trade for him?
Yeah, it's just, would you trade for him?
Would you trade for him? You know what it's going to cost.
Yeah, it's a pipe dream. It's a fun day. I don't need to do a lot of yelling about something that's hypothetical.
It's a fun Friday.
Yeah, it's a fun Friday.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Your phone call is coming up right after this. Don't go.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be. And I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you got to be unlimited. You know, you got to have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell him.
Enough, Jack. That's your new quarterback, Ike. Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, do not play that. Yeah, don't play that cut. That certainly would make me change my mind.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All Chickies and Pete's locations are open for indoor dining. That's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and, of course, all Philadelphia locations. There's a Chickies and Pete's near everyone. Find yours, chickiesandpete's.com. You know, I'm not sure, and I wasn't sure what people would think about this. And the question is, three firsts and Jalen Hurts for Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's relatively close, 58-42. No.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just unsure what people think at this point about Russell Wilson or what they want the Eagles to do. Like, I'm completely comfortable with starting from the bottom, seeing what Jalen Hurts has. If Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, then you need to find your quarterback, right?
Well, that's probably what the Eagles are going to do. But if you ask me, I would do it. Mm. I mean, if you ask me, I would do it. I mean, that's probably what the Eagles are going to do. But if you ask me, yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
All right, let's hit some phone
calls. Just look at the Eagles' last three first-round picks. You mean to tell me you wouldn't give those guys up for Russell Wilson?
Let me get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you shop for the diamond engagement ring of your dreams, buy from the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. We'll start off with Ziggy in Lehigh. Hi, Ziggy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Ziggy.
What's up, Zig?
Not too much. Yeah, listen, John, you're killing me, all right? I've been waiting a really long time to prove a point, and you've brought it up, so I want to kind of elaborate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys went out of your way to assassinate Carson Wentz's his personality, whatever, okay? So you should never have gone there because it really wasn't necessary. But
what are you talking about?
You are.
Hold on a second. What are you talking about?
Well, because you turned him not only into the worst football player that ever put an Eagles uniform on, but he turned out being some horrible person because he didn't respond to the media or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Well, but Ziggy, you're making stuff up. I don't know what you're listening to. Sure, I was critical of Carson, especially towards the end, but what are you talking about? You're just making stuff up, dude.
Just overall. I'm just talking overall, like the whole station.
You're a grown man,
shows.
Ziggy. Grow up, dude. Seriously, you're a grown man. Get over it. Jesus.
Okay, well, all right, so the point I want to make is we didn't even get Russell Wilson yet, and he's already not good enough.
Right, yes. Yes, I would not make the trade for Russell Wilson, yes. Your counterpoint.
Well,
what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? The team's not good enough. They don't have any talent on the team. Russell's going to come here wanting to win right away. He's 33 years old. You're going to come here with a coach who knows what Nick Sirianni is. He's going to be happy with Nick Sirianni? No, I'm not doing it.
Appreciate the call, Ziggy. Appreciate the call. How does he want to win right away if he has Chicago on his list?
You don't think he wants to win?
I'm asking you, how does he want to win right away if he has Chicago on his list?
I don't know why he would want to go to Chicago.
I don't either, John, but you just said he's going to want to win right away. So I got to go to the list of teams that he put out there that he wouldn't have a problem going to, and Chicago was on the list. So winning obviously isn't at the top of his list, at least not the first year.
Well, maybe he thinks the defense is good and the offense with
Russell,
you know
what it
is the
difference. No, he has Chicago on his list. I would imagine as a location he would be okay living in. And he looks at the roster and says, if they don't win in the first year, I like what they could potentially do the following years.
Right.
I mean, what other reason would you put Chicago on the list?
Would you want to go to Chicago?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not Russell Wilson. He put the team on the list, not me.
But like,
I brought that up as a counter to you saying he wants to win right now is the reason why he wouldn't want to be here. So I just said, why would he put Chicago on his list?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so then that just says to me, maybe he would be okay with taking this year. And by the way, being here in this division, I mean, you mean to tell me Russell Wilson is the quarterback here? Does it make you a favorite in this division over Washington, over New York? Puts you right there with Dallas? Really?
You better for sure.
Yeah, so who's to say they wouldn't win this division with Russell Wilson as the quarterback?
Let's go to Chris in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Chris, how are you?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
First of all, let me just say thank God it's Friday because I need a shot of that Ike juice.
Oh, man, we all do.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
And if we're talking in a hypothetical world where we're just going to make this swap, mm-hmm. or whatever, make this trade, yeah, I'd do it. I want to win. I'm tired of losing. But in reality, like, what's it going to take? What would it take? Even if you wanted to come here, what would it take for that to even happen, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, that would be interesting. Yeah.
3 ones and Hurts, probably. And like I said, a swap, which is worth a one. So now they have six, and you give them two future firsts.
I'm actually looking at that. I don't even think they have a first-round pick this year.
No.
So you wouldn't be able to swap.
Oh, yeah, no, because they traded him for Adams.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough call. I mean, if you're asking me if he's better than Hurts, yeah, there's no doubt he's a proven commodity.
Of course.
Hurts, we don't know yet. But you know, to give up on our entire future, like, for the next couple years, if he does pan out, I'm not sure. I just straight up, I would take him, but otherwise, you know, depending on what the actual reality of it was, I don't think I could do it.
Okay. See, I'm looking at it as you get Russell in here, 2022 offseason. I got 70 plus million salary cap space to go out and add a receiver, whatever it is I need to get this team over the hump. I would have under contract for 2022 on my offensive side of the ball. I would have all my young receivers in tow, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, an offensive line with another year of experience of playing together, hopefully healthy, some young bodies there, because I still got, even if I give up my first round pick this year, I still got 8 other picks this year that I can make, that I can select young talent to continue to build this team up with. And I still go back to the $70 million that I'm going to have in salary cap space to add free agents in 2022. You're telling me I'm not going to be a better team with Russell Wilson at 33, $70 million in salary cap space heading into 2022 than I would with Jalen Hurts in that? It's a no-brainer to me.
Mm.
That's a no-brainer. You're talking about you want to win. Yeah, if you want to win, then you would have Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you'd be probably a playoff team, potential playoff team, wild card team, maybe win the division. But what's your?
I mean, unless you're telling me Jalen Hurts is going to be better than Russell Wilson, I don't know how you would be a better team without Russell Wilson. I don't know how. If I got a quarterback who's proven in his prime, putting up 40 a year, 40 touchdowns a year, if I got a quarterback that can already do that, and I'm hoping that's what Jalen Hurts can be.
Right.
Man, how can you not be a better team in another year or two than you would be with Jalen Hurts?
And then you get to the playoffs and you lose, which is my point. Like, I'm trying to build a Super Bowl winner, not bringing an overpriced, expensive 33-year-old, soon-to-be 33-year-old quarterback that hasn't had recent success in the playoffs.
And if I buy that, I can buy that. So what type of recent success has this regime had in the playoffs?
The Eagles?
No, this head coach and quarterback. That's who we got to rely on to get us in the playoffs. You just said Russell Wilson being good enough to get you to the playoffs and lose.
Right.
I got you, based on his history. So I'm saying, based on who would be here instead of him.
Yeah, but that's not the expectation next year. Russell Wilson
will be in 2022.
Russell, maybe.
We don't expect to make the playoffs in 20. Oh, my God. Wow, we really are taking this tank thing and rebuilding thing all the way to the max. We don't even want the team to win around here no time soon.
Can Jalen Hurts play? Is he good? Like, if Jalen
Hurts. I don't know. That's why I would be okay with trading him for Russell Wilson. I don't know that. I do know what Russell Wilson is, though.
But that's my point. If Jalen Hurts is next year, you expect to make the playoffs in 2022? That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of unknown with what you have here.
That's not.
So I don't know. No, I don't know about 2022.
I know there's a lot of unknown there, but my plan would be to get Russell Wilson. That's why there's more known there with him.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's in Williamstown. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's
First
up,
time
Steve?
Caller.
Hey,
what up, Steve?
What's up, man? So I'm not even an Eagles fan, but I had to call in for you guys not wanting Russell Wilson. Crazy.
Nuts.
All right, why?
That dude is a stud. He's been in the MVP running pretty much his whole career, every year.
Mm-hmm.
How would you want not take him, but want to take a guy who's unproven like Jalen Hurts? To me, and again, I'm not a
I'm not
pro
choosing
but,
Jalen Hurts and saying he's better than Russell Wilson. I'm saying Jalen Hurts on a rookie contract. Yes,
he basically went down every game he played. He was good against Green Bay in the second half, and to me, he went down every game since.
Right.
Now they're going to have more tape on him. You think he'll be any better? And who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
The most ironic part about it is we hope Jalen Hurts is Russell Wilson.
Exactly. And I'm a Packers fan, so I was watching that game. But Jalen Hurts looks like he could be a good pro, but Russell Wilson's proven MVP almost every year, and his team has sucked some years, and they've been really good.
And you're paying top-of-the-market money to Russell Wilson, and you're going to have to extend him and give him a new contract. You're also giving up first-round draft picks to where now you're relying to build your team in free agency, which is
No, you're not. Because, first of all, there's a ton of young talent on the offensive side of the ball already. There's only 11 spots on each side of the
ball.
There's
a ton of offensive talent?
No, there's young talent. Yes.
Who?
Young players. Every player that's over there is young, is the point that I'm making.
Are they
that's
good,
the point.
Though?
John, the point that I'm making is you don't have to build your team through free agency. You just made that point. And the point that I'm making is you don't.
Yeah, but my point is you don't have the young players to where you can build with the
players. That's why you still
got
a draft.
Oh, okay. All right, you have to draft with less draft picks, though. You're going to be giving all your draft picks away. Jack Fritz, are you trading for him?
Yeah, I'm doing whatever it takes to get Russell Wilson in here.
You're giving 3 picks away in Hurts.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Like, what are you talking about? You're giving 3 picks away.
Yeah, 3 first-round draft picks, sure.
Yeah,
yes, that's a big deal.
Well, Howie can't pick in the first round anyway. So, I mean, at least with that, you can spread it out through the rest of the draft.
But he said that's a big deal. Hold on, how big of a deal is it? Yeah.
Then why don't they just trade all of their draft picks since Howie can't draft?
If you're trading for all pro players, yeah, I'd say go ahead and do it, because isn't that what you hope to get in the first round?
Yeah, I know, Ike, but it's easy to say to trade draft picks. But
so having draft picks, would you give up 3 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson?
If I was the Eagles? No, I would not. And if you would, he's 26 years old.
Hey, man, let's go back.
Then why don't the Eagles do it, though? I mean, if you're gonna be like, you're an idiot, I don't even want to discuss this with you, then why aren't the Eagles doing that? Giving up 3 first-round draft picks for him.
I don't know. Ask them.
Let's go to John in Voorhees. John, how are you?
How you doing today, guys? How did I feel today? It was a beautiful Friday.
What's up, John?
All right. I wouldn't trade for Russell Wilson. I keep Jalen Hurts right now. And the reason why, because y'all will find this out next year. Y'all don't know. And Knucklehead just called y'all earlier. He don't know neither. Y'all need to put truth on Jalen Hurts' name. He's going to take it. We're going to the playoffs next year. And I'm going to call you guys next year.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. That's fine, John.
I heard it here first from John.
It came from Chuck first, Chuck from Mount Airy. But that's okay, and we hope you're right, John. All I'm saying is you're telling me he's going to be as good as Russell Wilson.
I don't know he's going to be as good as Russell Wilson, but I know he's going to be a certified star in the NFL.
Okay, that's fine. But if he's not going to be as good as a guy that you can get, what are we talking about? like, what are we talking about? Would you give up 3 first-round picks for Pat Mahomes?
For Pat Mahomes right now?
Yeah,
I would right now for Pat Mahomes. Yes.
Okay. I need to figure out how far this Jalen Hurts love goes in. To where I hear we're not giving up 3 first-round picks for anybody else because we want to keep Jalen Hurts.
It hurts is going to be the truth. Like, you'll see next year. I'm going to give you guys a call.
Okay.
I hope you're right.
I mean, don't take this as a knock against Jalen Hurts. Just take this as I'm trying to upgrade. If I got an opportunity to get an all-pro quarterback in the prime of his career.
It's never hurt.
Right. What are we talking about here? Let me see. Let me look at the win totals of Russell Wilson since he came into the league. 11. 13, 12, 10, 10, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wow.
You'd agree that I would say starting in 2015 was really when he became an offensive force, where it became more about him than the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2015, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think that's fair. How many playoff games has he won since they made it all about him and got rid of all the defensive players? Well, one, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so like, while being a good player and certainly a good regular season player, he's a good player. I just, like, I'm not trading 3 draft picks, Jalen Hurts, to bring in a guy that is going to be making a ton of money, that's already in his 30s, entering his mid-30s, when I have a perfectly good opportunity
just keep going up every segment. Now he's in his mid-30s.
Well, 33 starts your mids.
32.
But he'll be playing next year at 33. Let's go to Greg in Atlanta. Greg. How are you?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Greg?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so I wouldn't trade for him, and here's the reason why. It's a little bit different. You had mentioned about with Sirianni coming in, and let's take Howie Ali's equation because we know he'll screw it up. But we talk about building a culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and having a core of players to build the team around and kind of build from there and have some kind of sustainable program. Well, if we sign Russell and give up three of those picks, aren't we going counter to everything that we have talked about all week of building a culture and a core and all that? And beyond that,
let's see. Russell Wilson, champion. Walter Payton, man of the year. I'm talking about building culture, Greg. That's all we're talking about. I want to build a culture with Russell Wilson. You just said build a culture. So I'm just telling you that you can still do that with Russell Wilson.
So we don't have – so then we go out and we purchase guys on the open market. Now, Russell will take about 30 – million of that 70 million.
Hey, Greg, you win the Super Bowl 3 years from now. Do you care?
I just know that we would screw it up, and we would have like mercenaries, another dream team.
We're
too.
Talking hypotheticals, man. Do you regret having mercenaries from winning that Super Bowl 3 years ago?
It was the right mercenaries. It wasn't the right mercenaries in 2012, though.
All right.
That's true. All right, Greg, appreciate it.
I hear you.
215-592-9494.
I just don't see how Russell Wilson hurts any of what you want to do when we hope Jalen Hurts is Russell Wilson.
Mm. But you also hope that you're able to build a team around him, and right now he doesn't have the team around him.
Who?
Russell Wilson. This is a sorry team right now, the Eagles. So now you're going to have Russell Wilson, who is already unhappy with what's going on in Seattle, and you're going to bring him here, and everything's going to be great because he's here.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Yep.
215-592.
Three first-round picks and Jalen Hurts, without a question.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. On the other side, we're going to give away the final Levi. It's the best game of the 2000s. We give the results coming up next, and we give out a Levi. That is straight ahead. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about the good people over at Marks Jewelers, the home team. Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Maybe you're looking for an engagement ring, an anniversary present, a special occasion, whatever the occasion. You're shopping in a safe, socially distant environment with the finest selection and pricing of diamond jewelry in the tri-state area. And Marks Jewelers, we're talking about a 25,000-square-foot showroom. And when you stop at Marks Jewelers, when you shop there, you're supporting a local business. So stop in and see the official jeweler of you. Details are online at marks-jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.